the Van Diemen stone flour mills.
Nestled on a bush block in southern Tasmania, you'll find an unsuspecting shed containing a unique set of stone flour mills. Master miller Peter Schutz set up the mill in his backyard after the closure of the Callington flour mill at Oatlands in 2019, where he was the head miller for 8 years.
Well, it was the response from people and bakers when Callington Mill shut. So I had a lot of people coming to me all the time saying, Pete, when are you going to start up again? We can't get your flour product anywhere else and we want it back on the shelf again. So that continual request from people and customers really spurred me along then to think, well, yeah, we'll start up our own flour milling business.
Using a stone mill can be complex, with most modern mills using a roller mill to grind their grain. Peter says stone milling can be higher risk, but the process reaps a higher reward.
Well, stone milling far outweighs roller mill production of wheat to flour. So roller mills were primarily built and designed and for to speed up production, to perhaps cool the grind a bit quicker as well, and to manage the heat build-up in the flour, but also to make it much more commercially viable with big mills that can run non-stop. So stone milling, though, what that produces when you put 1 tonne of wheat through a stone mill, you get 1 tonne of perfectly mixed whole grain flour out at the other end. So modern roller milling practices and techniques and the equipment nowadays don't allow the millers to produce that. So they're already separating the flour at the point of milling. So virtually they've got a computer that analyses the endosperm component within that flour that's being produced, and they can obviously put a certain percentage back. The thing is, with stone milling, you can only put it through these mills once and that's it. You cannot re-put it through again. So it's up to the skill of the miller to get the results that they require out of that wheat, because you've got no second chance after that. But it's just primarily based on the fact that stone milling, it produces a whole grain flour that is perfectly mixed. So all them components that were in that wheat is then combining within the flour and they're touching one another. So you get a transfer of nutrients and vitamins from the endosperm, from the wheat germ, from the bran component throughout that flour. So it's a hell of a lot healthier and it tastes better.
The mill uses a heritage grain grown here in Tassie.
I grow what is commonly called a cold climate wheat variety. So it's a cultivar known as Ruby wheat. So it's an older cultivar. I suppose you could almost classify it as a heritage variety. So it's no longer commercially really available and was somewhat superseded in yield and disease resistance with modern grain types. But Ruby certainly has been my signature grain, and I have seed increased it over the years to make it commercially viable. And it is a cold climate wheat variety, so Tasmania really is the only state in Australia that can lay claim to producing a cold climate wheat. So that's a wheat that acts and tastes differently in its final milling process to become flour. So yeah, so I run with that Ruby wheat grain, and it's signature to our flour, so no one else that I know of is running with that type, and always comes back. I've tried other varieties, but bakers say, nah, Pete, stick with Ruby. So that's why we've always done with Ruby wheat.
Demand for the mill's flour is steadily growing, with a mix of bakeries, restaurants and home bakers from across the state using Peter's flour in their baked goods.
Well, it is picking up and increasing. So obviously there was a lapse in time where people never had that high quality stone milled product. And then I started producing my own flour. I obviously send test samples out to the bakers in particular so that they can test it prior to committing. And it always got a big tick of approval every time. So demand is growing. People are becoming familiar with it. They know how to work with it. It's a plain flour, so it's not self-raising. There's absolutely no additives. I don't even condition the grain, so I don't add moisture to it at all. It's just pure wheat milled to flour. But no, things are picking up.
And is it more so individual bakers, or do you have certain, I guess, restaurants that are your clients?
Yeah, well, there's a real mix. We got restaurants we supply to, as well as the bigger baking chains like Pigeonhole. And we was providing flour also to Darcy and Darcy and a Verona Italian restaurant up Devonport. So there's pizzerias that love that fine quality flour product that are produced as a 000. And then you get the home users that absolutely love it. So for them, it's based on the flavour. And often they'll send pictures of what they produced with it and compare it to what they had before. And always refer to our flours outstanding in flavour, texture and workability.
Some of those home bakers stopped by the mill to see the process and take home some flour.
We've used this flour before and we love it.
Yeah, we're both sourdough bakers. Yes.
I brought them out here. I've been wanting to come and visit Peter for a while now because he used to work at the Callington Mill, and because that stopped actually processing and making flour, these two have never seen that happen, or they haven't seen the machinery and had it explained to them what's going on. So I just badgered Peter into letting us come.
Why this flour? What's the benefit to your baking over just doing a trip to Coles?
Oh, it's much better quality and it doesn't have all the foreign things in it, pesticides and all those things that normal flour does. So that's the reason.
Yes, organic and stone ground.
Yeah.
Alongside wheat flour, the mill also produces spelt and buckwheat flour, and an oat roller is also on the cards.
So I work in conjunction with a Japanese miller, Richard Atori from Japan. He has granted me permission to be the sole miller within Tasmania and really Australia of what his buckwheat groats. So that's all grown up in north of the state and virtually all managed through Britain Hazelwood at Hazelwood Seeds. And it's a beautiful product, buckwheat, in its own right. It's got a lot of health food benefits that people aren't aware of. It can lower cholesterol. And it's very soft-seeded. So again, quite a difficult product to mill with these heavy millstones. But I've perfected the technique of milling it, and it's been endorsed by the Japanese. So I do two grinds of the buckwheat. One in particular is for pancake production. The other one is for sorbet noodle production. So one grind is a little bit coarser than the other.